R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool Cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable premiums, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bowe, and that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, opening up with They All Laugh from the picture Shall We Dance? Edith Wright will sing.
Someone asked for a smoke, try one of mine. It's a Raleigh. Raleigh cigarettes taste as fine as made-to-order tobacco mixtures, but Raleigh's actually cost no more than ordinary popular-priced brands. Raleigh's are a full-flavored blend of selected Turkish and domestic tobaccos and come with plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you prefer a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. They're so mildly mentholated, you lose none of the fine tobacco taste, yet each puff is easy on your throat.
Raleigh's and Cools carry coupons. Remember, only Raleigh's and Cools carry coupons good in the United States for handsome, practical premiums. Every carton carries extra coupons. Switch to those union-made brands and save those coupons. Well, you know, Charlie and the Baron were headed for the races in the Baron's car when the engine fell out. So we now find them trying to thumb their way back to New York. And here they are with their thumbs pointed eastward. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Hello. Hey, give us a ride.
Goodness, thou art. Never mind, Baron. While we're waiting for a hitch, let's decide what kind of a contest we're going to run on our radio program, huh? Yeah. Supposing we offer a prize for recognizing everyday sounds.
Everyday sounds?
Yes, for example, calling all cars. What's that?
The Automobile Finance Company.
Your
huh?
Job. No, we might make it a contest for the best essay on the coronation.
Yeah. Ooh, and what a wonderful thing that coronation was.
It was, eh?
It must have been great for the British school children.
For the school children? Why?
Well, when the king was crowned,
yeah?
They all got a brand new ruler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, we could ask for essays on famous careers, like Walter Winchell, who's now a picture star.
Yeah, he is a picture star.
Right.
I hear Walt Disney wants him for that new Mother Goose rhyme picture he's playing.
Which one?
Oh, which one?
Yeah.
Little Boy Peep.
Little Boy Peep. Little Boy Peep. Oh, look at this old fellow with the homemade sailor hitch on behind. Hey, brother. Brother, come aside back with me, will you?
Sure, just hop in the company coach behind. Hey, Mo, we got company.
Well, land sake, couple of tramps, eh?
Tramps?
I always say if there's a bum on the road, Paul, find him, give him a lift. Well, come in.
Thanks.
Okay, Paul, step on to the pizza. One's a half-wit, and the other's completely wacky. but this is my daughter Clementine. She's all right. She's a stenographer.
A stenographer? Good. I just gave a letter to my sponsors. See? I pay in advance.
Money.
I suppose y'all started the case the same as they do in Chicago.
Yeah, sure.
Well, then, hurry up and kiss me, and let's get to work.
money.
Well, there you go, see. What lets us out of the bin? Off on a dime and a nickel.
A dime and a nickel? Uh-huh. Well, right, here you are, Whitley.
Whoopee! Money.
Now, you see, he took the nickel. Always takes the nickel instead of the dime.
Oh, poor boy. Why do you always take the nickel?
Well, if I took the dime, people wouldn't play with me anymore. Money.
Yeah, that's money. I bet he smokes rolling.
Smokes rolling? Why?
He's no fool.
Well, we might as well introduce ourselves.
Yes.
I'm Charlie Cliff Hall, and this is Jack Pearl, the Baron Munchausen.
Jack Pearl?
Yes, Jack Pearl.
Without more, while he's getting violent.
Oh, I heard you on the radio, and are you... Drowsy.
Oh, give him time.
You get him. Terrible. Horrible. The world's worst. Take it away.
Come on, Charlie.
What?
Come on. I don't have to stand for this.
Oh, now, quiet.
Oh, don't worry, Baron. This won't happen again. He only has one sane moment every 3 or 4 months.
Oh!
More insults, yes.
Well, I bet you many stars. Wait till you put some cold cream onto my face and I'll cook up some dittles.
Cold cream? Why do you have to put cold cream on your face?
Well, the cookbook says before cooking, always just grease the pan.
Grease the pan. That's a fine joke.
Grease the pan. You know, this whole family is nuts.
They are nuts.
You know, I met a dippy bunch like this at a crazy half and half colony.
Half and half colony?
Yeah. At breakfast, this is the truth.
Well,
at breakfast, they were fully dressed.
Mm-hmm.
For dinner, they only wore half as much.
Oh.
At supper, they only wore half as much again. I got out right after supper.
You left right after supper? Yeah. Why?
I was afraid they'd serve midnight lunch.
Maybe I don't blame them for being afraid of that.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey, plays Never in a Million Years from Wake Up and Live. Jack Leonard gives us the lyrics. Thank you.
over you, I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surprised. And darling, for a million years, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million.
Studio for another of those breathtaking melodramas written by the Baron and performed by the Munchausen Drama Guild. This evening they present Yukon Nights or the Fur Trader's Revenge. Take it, Charlie.
I'll take it. Tonight's drama, please, Charlie. Tonight's drama is a tale of the Yukon.
Yukon?
Yeah. You can take it or leave it. Did I write that line?
You must.
Yeah. The taxidermist leaves our hero stuff on hanging on the wall.
The hero was stuffed by a taxidermist and hung on the wall? Why?
You see the mounted policeman.
Oh, Baron, that's in next week's play.
It's a joke.
Sure.
Always something goes wrong. Tonight, let's do the play like Gypsy Rose Lee.
Like Gypsy Rose Lee?
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean?
Without a slip. Come on.
Oh, I can't.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I... You mean stick to the script.
Yeah. Sound effects. Boris, listen. Tonight, I don't buy no sound effects.
You'll get them whether you want them or not.
The snow is falling in big, crispy flakes.
Yes, folks, just listen to those crispy, crunchy, crackly flakes. Found in our own ovens, and they melt in your mouth.
Hey, buddy, this is a 3X melodrama. Why the breakfast food?
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a cereal.
Inside the trading post, we discover Jack Pearl, the Baron, disguised as Angus McAlston, the big fur overcoat man from far, far away.
Oh.
Baron, what are you doing as the curtain rises?
I do Scotch.
You do Scotch?
Yeah.
You can't. You're not Scotch.
I'm Scotch.
You are? What do you mean?
By a dog. All right. I'm opening... I got to go in my Scotch.
Go back in your Scotch.
Yeah, I'm opening some fur... my old maver and tater just sent me from Scotland. Team song, boys.
Fur from the old folks at home.
As I work, the sound of the Arctic rings in my ear.
Oh, dear.
And the mournful cry of a dead wolf. Was that a dead wolf?
So it was a blue fox. Who am I, Frank Buck?
Sounded more like a wooden wolf.
A wooden wolf?
Yeah.
What's a wooden wolf?
A wooden... a timber wolf.
A timber.
Yeah, isn't it? Please, cut
off. All right, okay.
And now the snow turns to hail.
Enter the wife of Angus McAlster.
It's 50 degrees below zero in here, Angus. Ah, lad. Never mind. Spring is coming. A frog. A frog just hopped in the window. Hey, Boris, what kind of a frog is that?
A bullfrog.
Ooh.
And now over the ice fields comes a dog sled with an Eskimo and a girl on it.
Come on. Come here, little music for the dog.
Hey.
What kind of dog is that for?
Pilot
Chariot.
Want to make something out of it?
And now Charles Clifford Hall is the Eskimo dog team driver, Blubberhead.
Blubberhead? What is that?
I had my reason.
why have I got the girl on my sled?
You've been mushing me through the Arctic.
Mushing me through the Arctic.
Let's go on with the plane.
All right.
Enter. Enter. Welcome, Blubberhead. Some part.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
Oh, me very sad. Girls no wanted you in Eskimo.
Well, read books. When I was your age, I was practically a nitwit.
Sure.
I was practically a nitwit. And what do you think made this great change in me?
What change?
Oh!
And now, while the scenery is being set for Act Two, let's listen to our villain, Dangerous Dan McStew, the singing outlaw, as portrayed by Morton Bow. Taking his cue from our play, he sings Make Believe.
Make believe I live for blending in a phantom kiss for two or three. Might as well make believe I love you. For to tell the truth, I do. The game of just supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be true, that's just an unimportant technicality. We could make believe I love you, only make believe that you love me. The fine peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe I live for blending in a phantom kiss for two or three?
Traitor's Revenge.
With Morton Bow as the villain.
That's out, Baron. How can I be a villain with a tenor voice?
This villain is high toned.
And now we're in the frozen dog dance hall. Angus is sending bar to pay off the mortgage. And lined up against that bar are as tough a bunch of hombres as ever panned the Yukon for gold. And they're out for a wild night.
Welcome, Jay. What do you have?
Good country.
Banana split.
Chocolate float, extra sweet,
with two scoops of ice cream.
Oh, that's a wild night for Klondike?
Yeah.
Don't they have any liquor in Canada?
No. One ginger ale drinker ruined everything.
A ginger ale drinker? How?
Oh, he drank Canada dry.
The customers...
Oh, yes, very good.
The customers clamor for service.
Service! Give us a little service.
A bunch of the boys were whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon.
What are you reciting for?
I'm giving them service.
Oh, yeah. Robert W. Service.
Don't explain the joke,
right,
will you please?
All right.
And Frisco Kate is singing a song. She's cut them out like Martha Ray.
Like Martha Ray.
She catches bears in it.
Catches bears in her mouth?
What a trap.
What?
Frisco Kate is either dry.
Baby?
Zing.
All is joy and merriment when suddenly, framed in the doorway, stands Dangerous Dan McStew, the singing outlaw.
When I'm calling you.
Wait, that's a duet. How can he sing a duet?
He's two-faced.
Two-faced.
Pick him up now. Come on. Drop your guns on the floor.
Oh, a tough man, eh, Baron?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very tough. Very tough.
When he wants to crack a hickory nut,
yeah,
he just puts it in his eyes.
And what happens?
And wink.
And wink.
Then go.
Oh, bartender.
Well?
Great fur to me.
Mr. McAllister, you just jumped out of your kilt.
That's all right, Red. He's got me covered.
And as for you, gal, sing that song again, only fast.
Yes, sir.
Well, laughed at Christopher Columbus when said the world was
gone. I said faster.
Well, laughed at Christopher Columbus when said the world was
gone. I said faster.
Well, laughed at Christopher Columbus when said the world was
What happened then?
Tommy Doggy just broke his arm trying to lead us.
Now, before I shoot up this joint, I want you to meet the lady who's known as Lulu. Hey, Lulu, come on in.
Lulu's back in town.
No. Boy, this Lulu is French. She's French. Like that little movie actress, Simone. Funny, I could never think of her last name.
That's the first thing to think of.
Enter Lulu.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Ooh. Ah, that makes the show up today.
She's met by a bull. How does that make the show up today?
Bull meets girl.
Bull meets
But Lulu doesn't hear the boo. She has seen Angus McAlster, and it's love at first sight. Dangerous Dan senses it.
Trying to steal my girl, eh, McAlster? Well, I'll take one drink of my gin, and when it gets to my head, I'll start a shooting.
But even as he speaks, John Penn slips to a wild team. Ah, it's an SOS, and who should pick it up 20 miles away but Montmorency Montbank of the Mountains? And putting his bugle to his lips, he sounds the charge.
Yeah, but Baron, they'll never get there. Gosh, Dangerous Dan is going to shoot as soon as the gin reaches his head.
It'll take a long time, Charlie.
Why?
Slow gin.
Time staggers on. Dan feels the gin at last. But as he aims at Angus' heart, Hunt Morency gets him through the window.
Hello, America. Cheerio, everybody. Nasty mess, isn't it? Mind if I fire my gun again? I always have to make a report.
Oh.
Now let's see. Dead body here. Another one over here.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not a dead body. That's Cliff Hall. He always acts like that.
The final scene, the home of Angus McAlston.
Angus, they do and inspect that furnace. This place is like an icebox. No use. My love, there is no more coal, and the dog slept in here for a week.
Great heavens, we'll freeze to death.
Enter. Oh, don't go. I'll answer that.
Ah, mon chéri, come into my arms and kiss me.
Oh, just a second, Lulu. Neither.
I said.
Neither.
I.
Would you mind setting your stage for a minute?
Not at all, Angus. Always glad to oblige. Ah, mon chéri. When I look at you, my lips burn, my cheeks flame, and my heart is a roaring fire.
Lulu, you say your lips burn, your cheeks flame, and your heart roaring fire? Come with me.
Hey, Baron, where are you taking her? To a little love nest?
No.
Well, where?
I'm going to...
Well, come on, tell me, come on.
I'm going to put it in the cellar to heat up the house.
Oh, no, play it. All right.
Thank you. Mendelssohn's Spring Song.
I'm in a fix. I lost my script right after the dress rehearsal this afternoon, and I'm not certain just how the closing announcement went. It started with this idea. Every pack of Raleigh and Cool cigarettes carries a valuable coupon well worth saving for beautiful and youthful premiums.
Oh, I remember the next part. It went something like this. There's a wide choice of premiums you can save for. An electric toaster, Westinghouse iron, or Hammond electric clock.
A folding bridge chairs.
That's right. A glass cocktail shaker, ice bowl, or a
pitcher. A penthouse table. Or a wide selection of Oneida Community Farplate tableware.
That's fine. But now what? Hello? Yes? Who? Oh, it's the man who wrote my lines. Yeah? Uh-huh. That's right, yes. Yeah. Oh, thanks. The way to get these premiums or your choice as many other gifts of equal value is to smoke Raleigh's.
Telegram for Mr.
Stewart. Oh, that's me. Thanks. Oh, well. Saved again. The sponsor's just wired. Raleigh's are distinctive in taste, but they don't cost 1 cent more than other popular price brands. So, Raleigh's come with plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you prefer a mildly mentholated cigarette, smoke Cool. They're soothing to your throat.
Take your choice, folks. Raleigh's or Cool's, and what is that last line?
SPC.
SPC, what's that?
Save those, you know what.
Huh? Well, I don't know anything.
You're telling us.
Save those coupons. Again next week and enjoy another half hour with Jack Pearl, Morton Bowe, Tommy Dorsey, and his famous orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.